This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, everybody knows I don't engage in political hype or disinformation. I don't push narratives because I hope people will pick up on them. I push narratives when I know they're the truth and when I know the globalists are scared of them. Let's let Dave Mustaine continue on for a moment. In my hour of need, no, you are not there. And though I reached out for you, Hillary, like a Greek tragedy, is stumbling, dying towards the great orb of power. She's always lusted after since she was a teenager, recruited by the CIA and the Ford Foundation. Then by MI6. And though I reached out for you. You're not going to get it, lady. And all your evil minions. And even if you steal the president, even if you attain the Oval Office, you will help bring down the New World Order magnificently. Yeah, you think it's our darkest hour as you prepare to bring down the Republic? As you prepare to finally decapitate the United States of America? After you've drug us through the mud and used us to carry out all your evils? There are more videos surfacing on a daily basis of her disintegration. They're running around with the tranquilizer pen to stop her from having her seizures. And every day she looks like she's deteriorating faster as God steps in. Like plagues visited upon Egypt and finally upon Pharaoh's house. You will only see it intensify, ladies and gentlemen, because this country has had providence on its side, always has. This is a foreign globalist takeover, and there are still people that love God and love the Republic and love the great experiment that is this system. And so, as I say every day, it was the best of times, the worst of times. We have a dichotomy in front of us, in our hands. We have a parallel system. We are at that proverbial crossroads right now. And the rigging of Donald Trump speeches where they cut live feeds when he talks about Hillary being a communist Chinese agent, or he talks about Hillary being the founder of ISIS, which is a term I coined. I'm quite proud of that, which she is. I wouldn't call her the founder of ISIS if she wasn't the founder of ISIS. Look it up for yourself. And so now we have more videos of her on the podium, at the stage, suddenly not knowing what planet she's on. Talk about judgment. But before we celebrate too much, I don't normally celebrate people's ailments, but it's like God, you know, cursing Herod or something for the things he's done. I just don't want this great evil to be in full control of the nation. But at the same time, imagine her in the Oval Office as she degenerates and rots in front of everyone, what she'll pull and what her handlers will pull. I mean, this is a very satanic move by the elite to put this witch in power. We'll be back.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 9th day of August, 2016. We're only 91 days out right now from the 2016 presidential election that is undoubtedly the most important election in this nation's history. Hands down, it's not debatable. Whether you're talking about total control of the Supreme Court, or whether you're talking about the future of our borders themselves, or the fact that we're going under international, multinational, unelected trade boards established by private corporations. The all-out attack on language, the all-out attack on the family, the all-out attack on normal human activity and agrarian farming activities. Look at DrudgeReport.com. It says it all. This morning, I was doing research for the show, and I said to myself, when I get in today, I've got to have them make a bunch of liners that have Twilight Zone music. I mean, we already have that, but I want liners. In fact, I even started telling them to bring this last night, but I definitely want it now, that just has the countdown every day. 91 days, 90 days, with Twilight Zone music playing in the background, because it's the only way to describe it. That's what this is. Every day it becomes more Twilight Zone. And then I go to drudgereport.com, Twilight Zone, Orlando, terrorist dad for Clinton, cheers Hillary at rally, said God will punish gays, supported Taliban. Now, this isn't his dad saying this 20, 30 years ago in Afghanistan. This is his dad has a YouTube show in Arabic, in Pashtun. And his son went to the mosque where they preached on video. We have the clips in English. Because we love the homosexuals. We kill them. It is the humane thing to do for Allah. Some weird creepoid imam. And then they invert reality and blame Donald Trump. I mean, it's all Twilight Zone. Because that's what it is. And his dad is at the rally with this big yellow sign praising Hillary. Twilight Zone, Orlando terrorist dad for Clinton, cheers Hillary at rally, said God will punish gays, supported Taliban. And he's there on the local news, on local NBC. Hillary Clinton makes the biggest investment since World War II. Good for national security. Ex-CIA chief Morrell. Hillary told the truth about Benghazi. Gun control laws. Here's this guy with his whole family running refugee programs. The father-in-law of the shooter. Remember? The Pulse nightclub. 50-something dead. And then you never even hear apologies out of this guy's mouth. And then he's in an Orlando suburb at a Hillary rally. But wait, it gets worse. Infowars.com shows video of Hillary with only 171 people turning up for her rally in Florida. In an empty aircraft hangar, but the press crops the photos to make it look like she has a giant audience. Media photoshops Hillary crowd to make her audience look bigger. Only 171 people turn up for Clinton's rally in Florida. They crop it. And in the crowd behind her is Sadiq Mateen, father of Omar Mateen, the Pulse nightclub mass murderer, who has nothing to do with Islam. Oh, look, Al-Qaeda just hit again. Oh, look, ISIS just hit again. Yesterday, hundreds killed in different suicide bombings in the Middle East and Central Asia. And it's like, oh, ISIS hits again? That's the group that has nothing to do with Islam. Here is the shooter's father talking about how wonderful Hillary is.
Hillary Clinton speaking to a crowd in Kissimmee, just south of Orlando. Supposed to be talking jobs, but started off paying tribute to those affected by the Pulse nightclub shooting.
And I know how many people, family members, loved ones, and friends are still grieving.
Notice the man right behind Secretary Clinton with a mustache and wearing a red hat. That's the father of the Orlando shooter. Just hours later, by chance, we ran into him at a rest stop on the way back to West Palm Beach.
Clinton is good for the United States versus Donald Trump.
He wanted to do an interview and showed us a sign he made for Hillary Clinton.
So tell us why you wanted to stop and talk now.
Hit pause. Just stop. Stop, 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 stop. Why does Drudge call this Twilight Zone? Why was I yesterday telling crew, I want Twilight Zone intros and outros for the election? And I want to be able to tailor them every day that has new weirdness that's going on, new bizarreness, and then finally have a big compendium one It's like 10 minutes long right before the election of just all the insanity. On day 91, this happened. On day 90, this happened. On day 90 or 89, this happened. On day 91, the Orlando mass murderer Islamist's dad shows up for Clinton. And it only gets weirder from there. Just like Khan. Oh, the poor person whose son died in Iraq, who set up a Sharia law journal and law center to integrate Sharia law specifically as its founding mission over Western jurisprudence. Which is a merger of European and Anglo-Saxon common law and Jewish law. That's what it is. And the two are so close, that's why they integrated so well. Not the same as Islamic law. And what we're sitting here looking at is total crazy land. I mean, we are overrun. I used to hear 10 years ago by people, they're putting Islamists in at the FBI and CIA and NSA and the military, and they're putting them in as police chiefs all over Europe, and they're going to take over with them. I'm like, oh, shut up. I know there's a lot of radical Muslims and bad stuff over there, but we shouldn't be stirring them up, and we shouldn't be over there, and, you know, this is all exaggerated to take our rights away. I didn't know that they were actually setting them up to basically take over and be the enforcers and henchmen. Because they'll just go blow themselves up or kill themselves for the establishment anytime they're given an order to do it. The liberals have finally found their army. And, of course, they're not liberals. And then indicative, emblematic, archetypal, illustrative, declarative, underlining, emblazoning, spotlighting the rotting establishment is Hillary in bozo land. There's a new video, we're going to get to after the break, of her on the campaign trail just totally forgetting who she is, and just like my grandmother, who's 91, until about a year ago, was always there. Sometimes you'll be a go visit her, and she'll just suddenly, for about a minute, not know who she is, and then suddenly she's right back. Hillary Clinton is now doing this on TV everywhere she goes and stumbling around and looks like a bag lady. She doesn't just look old. I wouldn't care if she was 70 years old and knew what she was doing, 80 years old. It's that she is doddering. Phyllis Schlafly, at what, 90 years old, is more together than Hillary Clinton when you see her give a speech. Her body's frail, but her brain is still 95% there compared to the incredible intellect she was. She's now just an intellect, a strong intellect. Hillary is gone. Ain't there, ladies and gentlemen, whacked out of her brain. And you can tell she's on drugs, speed, you name it. That's why she can get charged up and just be all angry. That's why she can't have press conferences. That's why she's like, I'm sorry, I got short-circuited. Oh, Benghazi. I mean, her first press conference in a year. And then you've got this guy who doesn't even have any shame. Here's the big issue. Omar Mateen's daddy, Sadiq, the famous Taliban jihadi brought over here by the CIA in the late 1980s, this is all, he's driving around his Mercedes, his modern Mercedes, and getting out of his $85,000 car to hold up his Hillary sign. What on earth is going on here? Orlando terrorist father cheers at Hillary Clinton rally, calls for gun control, when his son had a Homeland Security clearance and legal guns. I mean, under his system, under his beliefs, I'm skipping the break. Under all of that, network break, I can do it. In fact, I'm going to be honest. Before I punched up Drudge and saw that, I was going to come on air and say, I almost can't even do this show anymore. I'm going to skip this break, guys. We'll go out the next segment with Twilight Zone. Because it's getting so crazy that it's almost like even sitting up here on air and laughing at all this and playing videos and saying what's coming next almost turns us into sick spectators who are tied down watching little demons eat our toes off. And we're like, look at that little demon. He just ate my big toe, and now he's chewing at my heel. Oh, look, I'm bleeding all over the table. Oh, another one just climbed up, and I'm chained down. And, oh, look, they're fighting with each other. Look how evil they are. Doesn't matter. We're chained down with them eating our feet. Now they're metaphorically climbing up with sewing needles and jamming them in our eyes. And we're like, ha, 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 look at this country. It'll never wake up when we're all the body politic being attacked, being diseased, being overrun. Do you know how over the top it is to bring in millions of people a year over the southern border alone that have diseases like TB and black plague and leprosy, which have now made comebacks? They were eradicated. Black plague, bubonic plague, wet leprosy. It's now, they're having to set up leper colonies in Texas and Florida. And the CDC tries to keep them quiet, but they're there. Leper colonies, boys and girls. They'll let people in, and there's the Border Patrol, their gloves and their masks, because I've talked to them, and this is listed in literature. They're like, oh, this guy's got wet leprosy, nose rotting off. They don't give them medical treatment. They let them in. But forget leprosy. That's still rare. Drug-resistant TB, where the antibiotics that might be able to control it, not get rid of it, cause liver failure and kidney failure in most people within two or three uses. They're taking them and putting them in high schools and middle schools and elementary schools and colleges all over the country. And not even testing them. Oh, but don't worry. The high schools and colleges want to make you take 50-something vaccines, including meningitis vaccines, that have been linked to all sorts of medical problems. That's okay. And upwards of 22% of the refugees have TB now. That's Associated Press. And they don't even test them. That'd be culturally rude, because then what will we do with you? No, come here, Akeem, Ali, whatever their name is, come here and sit right down next to little Jenny. Why? 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 Because they're at war with us, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists are bringing down the West as we speak. The bare minimum is you would give treatment to these poor souls, like they did at Ellis Island. Statue of Liberty. Oh, you got to come in, but you got cured of your disease first or shipped back. Give me, you're tired, you're hungry, you're diseased. So, this is the arrogance. Let's back that local NBC newscast up, and I'll, you know, at least they saw the horror and the bizarreness of it. National media is like, well, see, he cares. He wants gun control. He's sorry for what his son did. No, he's not. He's there as a jihadi who has his own YouTube show, who pushes Sharia law and everything that the imam that his son followed was saying. And it's outrageous that the media never made an issue of his dad. And why hasn't he been deported? Deport his Taliban butt. Oh, no, that would be mean. So now he's so arrogant and on such a power trip because, you know, Trump's 15 points behind now. Why not make it 20? We can put the graph back there. Why not say he's 3,000 points behind? You could only be 100 points behind. Folks would know that was impossible, though. So they're going to tell you, oh, yeah, Trump's 15 points, 12 points. Why, Fox News has had the little coup now. But they got rid of Roger Ailes, so they're not even going to have scientific polls there. They have their new news director on this morning, and he was saying, oh, yes, there's a lot of fake polls that show Trump neck and neck, but the real polls show her about 12 points ahead, and that's where she's going to win. So Trump is going to lose. And Himmer and the other anchor were like, okay, well, thank you for that information. So we put up our new poll here. This is the new Hillary Clinton poll, MSNBC poll. Another new poll shows that she was 10 points ahead. Then she was, let me look at it here, 347 points, 800 and something points, 1,465 points, then 2,727 points, and then 3,435 points is where she is today. On the 9th of August, 2016, she is 3,435 points ahead. And it's scientific. I said so, okay? Also, she had 20,000 people in Orlando. That's what the news has been reporting. Now, I'm going to show you the reality here. It's on InfoWars.com. It's still linked on Drudge. I saw it on Drudge this morning as well. Folks can go there and see it. And if you're radio listeners, you should go see this, and you should send this on to folks. Media photoshops Hillary crowd to make her audience look bigger. And they cropped it in and then also added and repeated some of the people in there. And why not? I mean, they're fighting an evil racist. So it's okay. Why not just beef that crowd up? Crop it and beef it. In reality, look at that. No one. In fact, they're saying that's 150-something. 171? That isn't even that. Good Lord. This is what she has all over the country, where Sanders would have 5,000, 20,000, 30,000. She would have 1,000 max. We've been at the rallies where she'd have 1,000 people. It'd be on the news. More than 20,000 showed up today to see Hillary. This is total state-run media. And it makes my head spin. Let's go back to Omar Mateen, killed 50-plus people. Here's his daddy, Sadiq.
Just hours later, by chance, we ran into him at a rest stop on the way back to West Palm Beach.
Clinton is good for the United States versus Donald Trump.
He wanted to do an interview and showed us a sign he made for Hillary Clinton.
So tell us why you wanted to stop and talk now.
Well, I feel like...
I cannot believe he has the nerve, again, to go to a rally where she's invoking the dead, ignoring Islam's involvement, and then he has the nerve to blame our Second Amendment, our birthright, because he wants his quarry disarmed. He wants his demi. That's when the Muslims start taking over. The subgroups have to pay tribute, and that's what we become. Meanwhile, at the Olympics, we get to see the Brazilian volleyball team. Oh, my God, those women are just, I think Brazilian women, maybe Eastern European, I don't know, but they're hot. Mexican TV stars, just, I mean, I'm just appreciating God's creations. I mean, can't we all? You've got juxtaposed the Egyptian women totally covered up in Teletubby uniforms. Just like in Europe, they're banning water parks. You know, wearing bikinis, you're going to wear burka outfits. That's actually happening. And we've got the German team. They look really good, too. The Brazilian team, that's what I like, is athletic, God's creations. That's the way to go. And then you've got the poor Muslim women in their hooded outfits. I mean, I really feel sorry for them. I really, really do. But the particular one is them with the Brazilian team. It's something else. I mean, look at those goddesses. God's creation. And then you've got next to them these poor women having to cover themselves up. I'm going to stop right there, please. Let's go back to Mr. Taliban, who has his own YouTube channel, his own YouTube show, agreeing with everything basically his son pushed. Here it is.
You, why I stopped to talk to you, because it's very important for the United States of America, especially the election. I was invited by Democratic Party.
Just like a come support Hillary, just a regular chain email or a personal invitation?
So it came out, I'm a member, so as a member I get the invitation, so it's nothing particular about it.
What went into your decision about going to this event right near Orlando where this Pulse nightclub shooting happened?
I wish, because I spoke a lot about that, and I wish that my son joined the army and fought ISIS and destroyed ISIS. That would be much better.
Did Hillary Clinton's campaign know that you were going to that event and sitting right directly behind her?
It's a Democratic Party, so everybody can join.
Do you think that some people will be surprised to know and to see
sorry,
that you were there in Orlando or near Orlando?
Why they should be surprised?
We'll be back. We're going to... It's just I can't handle it. Oh, my gosh. I just can't handle it anymore. I'm just being crazy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. To be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less.
We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your facts, your fears. Your address, your shoe size, your years, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home.
Imagine being the mainstream media
take insurance, take a loan.
And basically going to meetings with the Attorney General at the time, Eric Holder. We're at an RTF banquet, national meeting. It's on C-SPAN. And he gets up and he says, listen, it's not enough to just sometimes go out of the Second Amendment to repeal it. I want you to hammer it every segment constantly. I want brainwashing. I want brainwashing. And you fast forward to today. That's why, and I keep going back to this because it's so central, and I'm going to put a special report together on this showing Gruber, and showing the State Department head spokesman we played yesterday and all these others, Gibbs and others, where they just make jokes about, yeah, we lie to the filth, and they're so stupid, and it's so much fun to screw them and triple their prices. Oh, we've got some young college kids here learning about truth and justice and democracy. And then you've got total weirdo behavior with this guy obviously out of his mind, in my view, Sadiq Mateen. His son killed 50-plus people. They're like, you think it's a little weird you're here with Hillary and, you know, your son and all the rest of this, and she's having a memorial for the dead, pushing gun control, and you're here? No, nothing weird. No. You know, don't show your face, buddy, unless you're there apologizing. But no, he has a YouTube show. He does radio and TV interviews. We've played them in Pashtun with translations saying the same crap his son said. And I'll tell you what's so whacked out about these freaks is it's been confirmed the son had a whole bunch of homosexual encounters and was running around on those apps going wild. Talk about total mental patients. People say, well, see, that's not Islam. See, that's why he was conflicted. No, that's what they do in Islam. It has the highest rates of homosexual sex. Look it up. Do people know that Islam pushes that black people aren't humans and calls them raisin heads? And I don't want to get off on some jag about Islam. I knew all this stuff 20 years ago. Okay, but I wasn't wanting to have a clash of civilizations. I wasn't wanting to go down this path. I know a lot of these people just want to reform. And, you know, Christianity and some of its past has been barbaric as well. People have used it and misappropriated. I get it, okay? But the brand of Islam we've got running us over right now is super screwed up and incredibly oppressive and illiberal. Anti-liberal. And I just want to indict the Democratic Party, and I want to indict all of you that are apologists for Islam, because you really are bad people. And they're so arrogant and so disconnected. As far as I could look, maybe I'm wrong, but weren't there national issues that Omar Mateen's dad, Sadiq, never really apologized? Kind of like in this newscast on NBC Local. In Orlando. He's come down from New York for this. And he's there. He's not even from there. Last time I checked. And he goes, oh, I wish he wouldn't have done what he did. I wish he would have gone and killed ISIS instead. That would have been better. So some half-ass apology, excuse me, I don't want to use French here, I apologize. I was kind of having a Hillary moment last time when they said, hey, boss, are you mad or something? Because you had your head down, that's what I do when I get, and I'm like, no, I do not know how to respond to this anymore. I have hit a wall with weirdness. Hillary obviously is completely insane. She obviously has trouble standing straight up. She comes back to debates late. She looks like she's wearing a diaper. You know, she's going to need one. She reportedly is having seizures like on the hour. And you soil yourself. I'm not knocking folks that are in that position. I'm just telling you, the first lady is either wearing bulletproof underwear or she's got a diaper on, which shows she's incontinent. And I just, what a symbol for us, a mentally ill, deranged tyrant who's wearing a crap-filled diaper, who's having seizures constantly, and the media is trying to hide it. And then calling it right-wing BS that she's sick. Look at Bill Clinton. Look at photos of him in full light. He looks like a dead body. I've seen dead bodies. I've had dead family members that are 80 years old look better than that. And that's when they've been dead for 3 days. I don't know what to do at this time. And then they're photoshopping everywhere Just like we said, we can't find Hillary supporters unless I go to the rich part of town, a very small called Terrytown in Austin, and you'll see some of her signs. That's it. There are Bernie Sanders stickers everywhere in Austin. There are Donald Trump stickers all over the place. There are more Bernie. You go outside Austin, there are Donald Trump stickers all over the place. We go all over the country. Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders, everywhere. Hillary, nowhere. The exit polls show it. She stole the nomination. We already know all this. That's what's so crazy about this. We already know this. And so all they're doing is positioning us now with a whole spectrum of polls that they've never done it like this. AP, Reuters, you name it. Where Trump, even with fixed methodology, went 10 points ahead on her. 10 points. And they went, whoa. Change the methodology, sample 15% more Democrats than Republicans, shoot her ahead, not even 12 points. In fact, some polls show them, even the new Reuters poll shows her only 3 points ahead. So they are panicking because that means Hillary must be down at like 25% or something. Almost every blue-collar Democrat I talk to goes, I'm going for Trump. I'm sick of Hillary, and I'm sick of the Bushes and the establishment. And most of them wanted Sanders. Sanders was the real candidate. That guy could have been president. In fact, I'll be honest with you. As much as I disagree with Sanders' endgame and what he wants to do at the end of the road, I've looked at the real demographics. I think Bernie Sanders would have beat Donald Trump in a head-to-head real election. I just call it like it is, folks. And I study. And a lot of people, insiders, agree with me. Bernie Sanders, America's gone socialist. America's got major problems. But at least they're trying to go after the big bankers. At least the socialists get that there's a super rich that's screwing everybody. But they think it's class warfare. They think free market's the problem. It's a rigged market that's the problem. But we talk to Sanders people all over the country. You've seen countless interviews we did with them. Well-spoken. They know the issues. We talked to Hillary people, the ones we could finally find. We weren't trying to find people. Mark Dice isn't trying to find people that are mentally retarded. That's who her supporters are. Or they're really polished, slick con artist types. And, you know, you're at the bar with them going, yeah, so I just hope we get all the guns. I hope she bans them. Oh, I met with her. She's got to, you know, con everybody. But as soon as we get in, we're taking them. Oh, cheers. Oh, you like my, you know, Versace purse? It's $20,000. Oh, yeah. Let me go out and get my brand new Mercedes or BMW. So if you go to drudgereport.com, it's also up on Infowars.com. You can see the photos and the Photoshop right next to it. And again, this is all just part of the rigging. Doesn't matter Infowars is getting 100% more traffic than we just got 6 months ago. Doesn't matter we're getting over 100% traffic from 6 months back, what we got the year before. Doesn't matter if we're exponentially growing and have seen 300% growth the last 2 years. 300% growth in IP addresses coming into Infowars.com, not to mention all our other platforms. 300% conservatively. And do you know, and everybody can see it. Just look at Infowars everywhere. And then you go to Amazon's Alexa.com and it says we're down by 80%. Oh, and so is Drudge. It'd be like Cassius Clay knocking somebody out in the second round, and then they say Cassius Clay lost when the guy he beat is bleeding on the ground. And you say, well, at least we've got all the traffic, and they're going down, we're going up. The first thing they do is start minimizing you and cutting off your funding so that advertisers don't want to come to you before they send the government and the regulators after you to shut you down. And that's what they're already doing and saying they're going to do. So here's the deal. Do not take this broadcast for granted, because they don't want you to see how we can go out and find photos online of what was really at the Hillary event and then show you the news and then show you how it's photoshopped. They don't want us to get a local NBC reporter that slipped through the cracks and actually reported that this jihadi was there. And they don't like that InfoWars takes it one level. The White House has even written about this. Media Matters, that's who runs it. We take it to one level, and then Drudge pushes it to another level, and then they can't contain it, and then they've got a problem. And see, then she'll lose another 5 points from this. She'll be down at 25%. Now they've got to jack polls even harder. Now, what happens on election night when 80% go in for Trump and then people are there exiting and everybody's for Trump? Oh, you're going to, oh, and then Trump's going to challenge it, isn't he? Let me explain something to you. And I know most of our listeners know this, but Hillary Clinton, as the nominee, should have 10,000 people per event, even in small towns. Trump is having 50 to 75,000 in big cities, and he should. I used to go hear Ronald Reagan speak, and it'd be like 100,000 at Fair Park or wherever in Dallas on my dad's shoulders. And she's got 171 people at her event, according to the Secret Service. 171. Trump goes to little towns that have 10, 15,000 people, and then everybody comes from the other towns to that sports stadium, and he'll have 15,000 people. His smallest crowds are 5,000, and to make them look small, they'll get them in a hangar. They'll get them in a stadium that holds 5,000. They'll only let 1,000 in, and then they'll pull back and say, look at his small crowd. And Trump's too smart. He goes, hey, fire marshal wouldn't let the 4,000 people outside in here. That's why day one he'd say, pull those cameras back. Show how many people are here. Remember that a year ago? They wouldn't show 50,000, 80,000, 20,000. See, that's why they hate Trump, because he's been in the media, he's been in business, he's been an engineer, an economist, he's seen every angle of it. He knows their games. But they spin and go, look at him bitching, saying the fire marshal, poor fireman, poor firefighter. Turns out the mayor was a Hillary supporter, did order it, and the same day she came and she thanked him. And it turned out the next town that did it. But guess what happens since Trump exposed it twice? They're not doing it anymore in Democrat cities. Because Trump walks right up to those fire marshals and says, I want your name. I want your badge number. I want it all. That building says right there on the entrance that this holds 10,000 people. 10,000! You're going to let it in right now! Now, he says it a little bit nicer than that. But they don't have room for Trump. They don't have room for Trump unless the fire marshal shows up, because they don't want those images. Bernie Sanders, 10,000, 20,000, Trump, 15,000, 30,000, 50,000. They don't like it. Remember, trusted Ted couldn't get 3,000. Marco Rubio couldn't get 300. Straw men, fake, frauds, hoaxes, garbage, bull, manipulation. Hillary's biggest rallies in like Cleveland, Ohio, 2,000. We just showed for TV viewers all of it. In fact, we should put special reports out on just this issue. By the way, I don't know how the team just put that together so fast. Bravo. This InfoWars operation, especially the crew behind the scenes, people that actually run things, the graphics, the editing, the research on the TV side and the radio/TV side, just amazing folks. And I just thank God for them. I'm very, very honored. And I'm very, very thankful to all of you that make this broadcast possible. Let me spend a few minutes talking about that. We are an information warfare system that is organic, that is real, that is extremely strong and getting stronger thanks to your prayers. We sell thousands of cutting edge products and solar panel systems and preparedness items and things that I personally use in my own personal program to be able to fund this operation. And it is so essential, and I want to thank all of you that have supported us, that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and that you check out the non-GMO heirloom open pollinated seeds. The Hillary for Prison shirts, the free shipping and specials are over, but we have 40% off on the amazing Anthroplex. that is organic, super clean, extremely, extremely powerful. Just go read about what it does for yourself, whether it's stamina or whether it is libido. Anthroplex is 40% off. If you like Super Male Vitality, you're going to love Anthroplex. They work together in concert. Anthroplex has some ingredients that aren't in Super Male and vice versa. Anthroplex, the twice-daily pill formulated for men that is designed to restore your masculine foundation. It's also great for women. It's now 40% off, unprecedented, at InfoWarsLife.com. Anthroplex was created to help fight back against the attack on men and stimulate natural masculine health with its own blend of unique ingredients. You can take Anthroplex by itself or pair it with Super Male Vitality for maximum effect. Start fighting back and rebuilding your foundation with Anthroplex. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle of Anthroplex for 40% off while supplies last. And let me tell you something. What you feel the quickest is obviously libido. That's what the reviewers say. We don't pitch this as that, but I've told the story before. I mean, when I was 40, I went to the doctor, had a big physical, all this other stuff done, and I guess this is what the doctors do. They said, hey, you want a prescription of Viagra, a prescription of Cialis? And I was like, I don't really need it, but sure, I'll try it out. Tried it out. Really, I just don't need it. Nothing, for me personally, nothing like Super Male Vitality. Same thing with Anthroplex. I mean, big effect, but it takes a day. It's just in general. It's amazing.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns.
We're back live. Joe Biggs is coming up in about 40 minutes.
As many as there was a while ago.
He has been to countless Hillary events, Trump events, you name it. And of course, I don't just believe Joe. Everybody knows this. It's a fact that you've got to get Secret Service clearance specifically to sit behind Hillary. And that those people are vetted. It's why a lot of times they're all wearing the same T-shirts or whatever, because they're from a group. Omar Mattin's daddy gets up behind Hillary in the Orlando suburb. Sadiq Mattin's gets up there. And he says he's proud of it. He says that, you know, there's no reason he shouldn't be able to do this. In fact, we're going to go back to that part and play that in a minute. Sadiq Mateen. And now they're saying, hey, that is crazy. That is insane. We didn't invite him up there. We didn't put him behind Hillary. This just shows how disconnected from reality these folks are. Joe Biggs is going to be giving us a detailed report later in the next hour. You're a veteran of this, Joe. You've been through this many, many times. I know you've tried to get behind Hillary. I guess we'll let folks have a little secret so you could unbutton your shirt and have a Hillary for president. That stunt never worked. We'll just reveal that now. But this new lie that they didn't let him in, that's certainly a fraud, isn't it?
Yeah, it's complete and total BS. I mean, I've registered for her emails, her updates all the time, and I get an email saying, hey, there's going to be a Hillary event, there's going to be a Bernie event, a Trump event, so forth and so on, and it's free and open to the public a lot of times. And yes, you can go, but you have to look at the placement of where Sadiq Mateen was. He was standing directly behind Hillary Clinton, which means that you've got to be properly vetted to be able to be back there. Now, that usually goes to donors, people who spend a lot of money towards her campaign, and have some kind of, it's like a perk for doing that, to be able to stand there. So when I go in to cover these events, you already see that crowd behind the podium already full. It's already been selected by, you know, the certain people they want to have there. So for them to come out, the DNC, for the Clinton campaign, to say, we had no idea that he was going to be there, he wasn't invited, well, that's just a plain lie. I mean, that's something that we've got to get used to with the Clintons. It's going to be a lie. But, I mean, look at this. Look at the kind of people she keeps in her corner. You have the Khans, a guy who wants to have Sharia law above all. And then you have Sadiq Mateen, the father of Omar Mateen, who went out and killed a whole bunch of gay people.
And he does TV shows, basically.
Yes, in California. It's a pro-Pashtun show that is watched by many Pashtun Afghanis and Europeans around America and throughout Europe.
Well, I'll tell you what. Get us all that information, all that material together. We're showing it on screen right now. And come in later in the next hour. Let's do a whole report on this so we can get this out to everybody, Joe. Thanks for pointing that out.
Roger that.
And Joe's got the footage of him trying to, you know, get obviously into that group. And it's already pre-planned. It's part of the campaign. It's organized by the campaign. And the fact that they're in the news denying it is incredible. Now, I'm going to get to some more of the interview he did with NBC where he doesn't think there's a problem him being there. We're also going to show some video that I should get to now. This is a new video of Hillary having a momentary blackout and dizzy spell. Another video to add to all the other videos. Here it is.
About health care. We need to make what we've got work really well and improve it and get the costs out of an upward spiral of
Now, again, that's a short little clip. By itself, you can say it's nothing, but you add it into everything else. She clearly is having little seizures. And I have an uncle that's got epilepsy from a motorcycle accident. It's the same thing with him. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, in 70 seconds. We got a lot of other economic news. And, oh, big news on arresting climate deniers.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective